first thing that folks should know is that when they call, they're going to be listened to, they're going to be believed, and we're going to help link you to whatever next support you might need.
Caitlin Polowski is director of the Advocate Department. It handles sexual assault, domestic violence, family and elder abuse, assisting survivors and loved ones. The agency serves as the rape crisis center for our community.
And we often work with individuals or their loved ones on the worst day of their life. And so our goal is to really be that space that believes that person and helps them get to whatever their next best step is.
We never really know when the line rings what's going to come in.
Hotline counselor Jennifer Giambra serves as a supervising counselor. She says they take in a variety of calls each day.
We get anything from housing issues to anxiety attacks to suicide to addiction to domestic violence, sexual assault.
One of the misconceptions is that you call crisis services if you're in a serious crisis or if you are suicidal.
Rachel Morrison is director of the 24-hour crisis counseling program. Morrison points out that they're a supportive agency.
We help around relationship issues. If you're seeking counseling, a variety of different reasons that folks call us, and we assist every day. So a misconception is that I have to call crisis services if I'm in a serious crisis or if I'm suicidal, and that's just not true.
What about the calls regarding children and teenagers? What happens on this end?
So we do have a kids hotline. It's one of our many hotlines as well. And we have youth calling in from a variety of issues. We have parents calling in, professionals, teachers calling in. And we kind of just assess the situation again, see if someone is in an active situation at that moment. We will refer out to another agency for those specialized services for someone under the age of 18.
Crisis Services CEO Jessica Pirro says they also provide mobile outreach, a response team standing by 24/7.
If somebody is threatening harm to themselves, so there are suicidal thoughts or concerns that there's harm to themselves or to others, that would then be taken over by our mobile outreach team. And those staff are mental health professionals that go out in the community, meet with people face-to-face to do a mental health evaluation.
Crisis Services works in collaboration with emergency response units, police, and hospitals, making sure citizens get the immediate help and support they need. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.